Kittens for Sale, page 20. Unfortunately, no shopper was willing to buy Socks his freedom. Several paused to smile at the sign, and then Socks found himself shoved to the bottom of the heap by Debbie.
"What are you going to do with all the money when you sell the kittens?" asked an elderly woman who was lonely for her grandchildren.
"Daddy says we should save up to have the mother cat shoveled so she won't have kittens all the time," answered Debbie.
"Spayed," corrected George. "She means he said we should have the mother spayed."
"Oh my," said the woman and hurried into the market.
"Stupid," said George. "Anyway, Dad was joking, I think." This time, Debbie looked as if she agreed with her brother that she might be stupid.
"What are we gonna do?"
she asked, as she plucked Socks from the edge of the carton once more.
"Nobody wants them."
"Mark them down, I guess. Dad said to give them away if we had to."
The boy borrowed a felt-tip pen from a checker in the market, and while Socks peered over the edge of the carton, crossed out the 25 cents on his sign, and wrote 20 cents above it.
"Kittens for sale."
Debbie's voice sounded encouraging as she hid Socks under two of his litter mates. He promptly wiggled out. On a day like this, his own fur was warm enough.
"Why do you keep hiding Socks?"
George tried to look as if he just happened to be standing there by the mailbox and had nothing to do with the kittens.
"Because he's the best kitten and I want to keep him," said Debbie.
"Dad won't let you," her brother reminded her. "He says the house is getting to smell like cats."
Socks found himself plucked from the litter and cradled in the girl's arms.
"Well, at least we can find a good home for him."
Debbie was admitting the truth of her brother's statement.
"I don't want just anybody to take Socks."
"You don't see a line of people forming to buy kittens, do you?" asked George.
To pass the time, he had read the headlines of the newspapers in the rack and the label on the mailbox and was starting in on the signs posted in the windows of the market. Socks tried to climb Debbie's t-shirt, but she held him back while she watched the faces of shoppers for signs of interest. Once a man approached, but he only wanted to drop a letter in the mailbox. A woman paused long enough to look at each kitten and then say,
"No, I can't bear to think of anything as warm and furry as a kitten on such a hot day."
Children entering the market with their parents begged to be allowed to buy a kitten, just one, please, please, with their very own money. But no one actually bought a kitten.
"I guess it just isn't kitten weather," said Debbie.
Socks struggled to free himself from the heat of the girl's sweaty arms.
"Be good, Socks," said Debbie. "We're trying to find you a nice home."